Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Well, one thing's for certain. It's going to be a very different Christmas to the one we imagined this time last year. Personally, and thankfully, we're still going to be able to see our children and grandchildren over that five-day grace period. And so Rosalind and I are making preparations. We've bought the turkey. We've bought the Christmas pudding. Actually, it's last year's, but I understand they mature, so it'll be fine. But most of our presents, I suspect, will be bought online and delivered to our door. Do you know, I love Christmas. It really is my favourite time of the year. And every year I make myself the same promise. I really am going to focus more on the reason for the season. And I'm not going to get sucked into all the commercialism, the stress, the shopping and the business. I'm simply going to focus on Jesus coming to earth. Emmanuel, God with us. But who am I trying to kid? Before you know it, all the needs and the wants and the demands of Christmas will simply kick in. A few years ago, I remember being struck by something in the film Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. The wise Qui-Gon Jinn said to a very small boy, Anakin Skywalker, this. He said, "Your focus determines your reality." Let me say that again. Your focus determines your reality. In other words, what you put your mind to focus on is what you become. I wonder if you've ever thought, reading the Old Testaments, why there are so many feasts mentioned. There are tent festivals. There are light festivals. There are bread festivals. There are festivals and feasts all over the place. And God asks his people to keep those annually. Why are they there? Well, it's because God knows the human heart. He knows how easy it is for the enemy to suck our focus away from us. And you see, that's exactly what was happening to the people of God to whom Isaiah was speaking. They'd been in exile in Babylon a very long time, and they were losing their focus on God. They were being assimilated. They were being sucked into Babylonian life and faith as well. They'd lost their focus. And so enter Isaiah, bringing with him a word from the Lord. In the previous 26 chapters, before this morning's passage from chapter 40, Isaiah's message had been one about God's coming wrath and judgment. But in chapter 40, there seems to be a change. To quickly summarise it, Isaiah says that something amazing and glorious is going to happen. Something fabulous is awaiting the exiles, a new experience of God's presence for which his people were encouraged to make preparations. Let me read a couple of those verses again, and I want you to imagine that you're hearing them as if you too were those exiles. You were in the desert, as it were. You were waiting to hear from God. And through Isaiah, God speaks to you and he says, "Comfort. Comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground should become level and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all the people will see it together." How are you really feeling about this Christmas? Does Christmas feel like a burden for you? Or is it, as God intended all feasts and festivals to be, a blessing, a time of spiritual refocusing and refreshing? If it's the former, a burden, perhaps as we hit this second week of Advent, we need to remember that we have to refocus. Isaiah 40 verses 3 to 5 centers around the idea that we are to prepare the way for the Lord. So maybe we need to step up our spiritual preparation so that we get the best out of Christmas. Because Jesus is worthy. And Advent also reminds us that soon and very soon, as the old song says, he is coming. We're celebrating the birth of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And isn't he worthy for us to take a few minutes every day of Advent to prepare our hearts to receive him afresh? I don't know whether you know, but before I was ordained, I worked for the National Health Service. Some time ago, I worked in London in a small hospital, and we were having a very exciting time because we were to have a special visitor. The Queen Mother was going to visit our hospital, and believe me, we made incredible preparations. We had to make sure that the flowers that we had at the hospital matched her outfit, and Clarence House even sent us a special toilet seat that we had to put in a designated toilet for her use only. Well, can you imagine what it would be like if the Queen were coming to Portsmouth? Indeed, what would it be like if the Queen were visiting one of our churches in Bedhampton? Boy, would we prepare. And if we can do that much for our Queen, who is lovely but is an earthly sovereign, how much more should we, as followers of Jesus, make our preparations for his visit? Doesn't he deserve at least that preparation? Advent is all about focus and preparation. And you know, preparation doesn't just randomly happen. You have to decide to prepare the way for the Lord. One of the things someone said on a course I went to was this. They said, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. Advent is all about preparation and planning. And that means we have to plan our spiritual preparation, as well as the turkey and the sausages and the Christmas pudding, if we're to get the most out of this very special season. Right now, in these last few weeks before Christmas, I encourage you to make a plan to get the most out of Advent. Maybe your plan will be to involve something positive, engage with something really life-affirming. Perhaps it will mean committing to God's word in a way that you haven't of late. Maybe it could be to do with your prayer life. There are lots of Advent Bible reading plans online. Why don't you visit one and see if you can make the most? Maybe your preparation will involve stopping something negative. Our passage speaks about removing the obstacles. Verse 3 says this, make straight in the desert the highway of our God. And you know what? We all approach Advent with all sorts of rough edges. Some of them are bad habits. Some of them are bad mindsets. Some could be deeply held hurts that have chained us to the past. So maybe we need to make sure that there are no obstacles like these in the way of spending time with Jesus. After all, Jesus doesn't want to face an obstacle course every time he wants to spend time with us. If you know that there are these obstacles that need removing, well, listen to some words of Jesus. In Matthew's Gospel, verse 11, we read this, come to me, says Jesus, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Isn't that lovely? Rest for your souls. I think we all need some rest, some soul rest this Advent, don't we? So give Jesus your burden, your obstacles. Give him that failure that's hurting you. Take his hand and allow him to pick you up, dust you off, bring healing to your soul and get you ready to celebrate the feast. Make purposeful preparations, for there is a reward up ahead, says Isaiah. And the reward is seeing the glory of the Lord for us revealed again in Jesus. Wow. What a promise this Advent. All of us need a fresh encounter, I believe, with Jesus this Advent. It could be a daily encounter. It needs to be a moment by moment encounter. All of us face the temptation of missing the real meaning of Christmas and getting so tied up in the physical things of the celebration that we miss the spiritual heart. And that's why the promise of the glory of God is vital to us. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to make a straight path to God so that in his power we can come close to him and we can live in victory through Jesus. Your focus determines your reality. So determine to be focused on him. Prepare.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.